Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 298. Today also we are going to discuss the biological special program of the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin. Please do not forget the biological conflict linked to the epidermis. It is a separation conflict or wanting to separate. Today we will start discussing various medical conditions that occur during the healing phase of the SBS of the epidermis. As in the case of any other tissue originated from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex, during the first part of the healing phase there is cell proliferation taking place in order to replenish the ulcerated area of the skin. There will be a very characteristic hypersensitivity of the part with swelling, redness, inflammation, irritation, and itching. The skin may develop small fluid-filled and edematous blisters. Once the program reaches the PCLB phase, that is, after the epileptoid crisis, those blisters get dried up and the skin becomes normalized unless there is conflict relapses. We saw already in all the epileptoid crisis of all organs controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortices, there are troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness experienced as an absence or fainting depending on the intensity of the conflict. Not only that, there may have a drop of blood sugar due to the excessive use of blood glucose by the brain cells. All these symptoms can occur during the epileptoid crisis of the epidermis also. Another very interesting information we get is that if the ulceration that occur on the epidermis during the CA phase and the small edematous blisters that occur during the healing phase are viewed under a microscope, both of them appear like the hammer focus that occur in the brain during both the CA phase and the healing phase. Both are having the ring configuration and its characteristic appearances of both phases. The healing phase symptoms of the epidermis are manifested in different forms and therefore called by different names by the conventional medicine. The common manifestation is a skin rash and the different names include dermatitis, eczema, hives or urticaria, measles, rubella, chickenpox, rosacea, lupus, psoriasis, herpes, etc. This GNM knowledge that all of them are differently named but are only the healing phase symptoms of corresponding skin area is great and invaluable. Therefore, the exact location of the skin rash becomes very important in the study of the various skin conditions that we are going to learn. The biological significances of those parts determines the biological conflicts specific to that particular part of the epidermis. Let us see them in detail. If the skin rash appears inside the arms, hands, fingers or legs, it can be due to an unwanted separation, meaning not being able or allowed to embrace or hold a beloved person or a pet. I had a lady patient of about 50 years of age who came with itching rashes on the inner part of her left forearm for a few months. It was all about her son who got married recently and she felt as if he is no more loving her as he used to be before his marriage. Epidermal affections on the outside of the arms, hands, elbows, legs, knees, shin bones or ankles etc. mean that the affected person wants to separate from another person. I know a lady in her late 50s started developing rashes and itching in her lower end of the left outer leg. Her only daughter's marriage was not working out smoothly and she wanted to kick him off from the life of her daughter. Depending on the exact conflict situations, the specific location of the affection on the skin also will vary. Skin rashes that appear on the scalp or the head, face, lips, chest, belly, external genitalia, toes and feet, or on the back are all having very distinctive meanings. I had a headload worker as patient with very hard and thick epidermal tissue under both his feet. He was a very sociable person, had good relation with his co-workers and all the shop owners of the small town where he was working. During the lockdown at the time of the so-called COVID pandemic, he had to remain isolated at home for several months without contact with the roads where he used to tread for the last 25 years. So he developed a skin affection on his feet. I had a male patient of 40 years old who could not marry due to responsibilities towards his family, having rashes on the middle of the back of his chest. His father died earlier, his sister died recently, and he is the only person with a meager earning who has to look after his mentally ill mother and very senior and physically ill maternal grandmother. That particular area of the skin represents responsibilities which he cannot shake off. If there is a generalized separation conflict, there can develop a widespread skin rash or exanthema affecting the person's skin as a whole. We have to differentiate certain body rashes that may be caused by poisoning, medication, etc., where they can develop without a DHS. Friends, here we break today. Many more points are to be discussed under the SBS of the epidermis. Please continue listening and sharing them for the benefit of your friends and contacts. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.